Hello, Tallahassee. Hello, world. Welcome to another edition of What Matters Most to You. I'm your host, the one and only Vincent T. Edwards, better known as Mr. Speaker. If you'd like to join today's show, the call-in line is 850-671-1450. That's 850-671-1450. You can also follow me on Twitter at Mr. Speaker. That's at MRSPKR. You can send your questions in via Twitter as well. My guest today is recording artist Chris Nella, and we will be talking about his new CD. How are you doing, Chris?
I am magnificent, sir. Thank you very much for having me on the show today. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing just wonderful here in Tallahassee, Florida. Like always here on What Matters Most to You, we will begin with a prayer. Dear Lord, my God, my Savior, Jesus Christ, Adonai, my God, I just thank you and I praise you for this day, for this hour, for this opportunity. I thank you, Lord, for being faithful. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for allowing me to have this show and the opportunity to share information with the world. Now, Lord, I ask for your presence to be here in the studio as we conduct this interview today. Lord, you lead, you guide, you be present, and always, in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
The inspirational scripture today comes from the book of Luke, Luke chapter 16, verse 13 of the King James Version of the Bible. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Luke chapter 16, verse 13. My guest, Chris Nella, is a 21st century storyteller that puts his heart and soul into words and music. Nella was born in Atlanta, Georgia, where his gift to move crowds was discovered early. After singing every Sunday in local churches, he realized there was a calling on his life. While at Columbia High School, he became one of the original six members of the iconic R&B group Silk. After success with several groups and other professional endeavors, he began to produce his own music and created his production company, Tickletoes Productions. Nella has worked with multi-platinum artist Keith Sweat, mega producer Gene Griffin, and director, the late George Jackson, just to name a few. Aside from being a vocalist, he is also a songwriter, producer, and composer. His music has been inspired by the feel-good era of 70s music, the passion of 80s ballads, and the rhythm of the 90s New Jack Swing. Nella, with all of that being said, I'm going to give you an opportunity to tell my listening audience, who are you at the core of your being?
At the core of my being, Mr. Vincent, I am a singer. I sing. It's really that simple. That's what I enjoy to do. I love to put my heart, I love to paint a picture with words, with music. I sing. That's the very core of my being.
So when you started singing early on, how did you realize that this was your gift from God?
Starting early, with my the quartet of my sister, a couple of cousins, I noticed whenever it was time for me to sing, the response that I got, whenever I grabbed the mic, whenever I hit a certain note, whenever I really put my heart into it, I noticed how people were responding, and I liked it, and I wanted to really hone it. And that's when I kind of knew I had something special here.
So what do you enjoy most about singing?
What do I enjoy most about singing? Now delivering God's message through music, delivering the good news, which is the gospel. I'm a gospel singer. I deliver the good news. I like to tell everyone that, look, God will never let you down. God is faithful. God is, will be there regardless of your situation, regardless of what it looks like, regardless of what it feels like. I enjoy to inspire people through music and song to let them know that there is hope. Again, that God will never let you down.
With regard to singing and music, how do you classify yourself? And here's where I'm going, because, you know, we have all types of people that are out there saying that they're gospel recording artists, but yet they're not really. They're just trying to straddle both sides of the fence. So do you classify yourself as a gospel recording artist, R&B recording artist, hip-hop? And here's why. Because I read your bio. It says that you started singing in local churches, but you've also worked with, you know, Keith Sweat. I remember him back in the day, a lot of R&B. So how do you classify yourself as an artist?
I'm a gospel singer, sir. Again, my sole purpose is to deliver the good news of Jesus Christ. I'm a gospel singer.
So why did you venture out from gospel to go secular?
Well, again, that was at a much earlier age when I was just testing the waters. I knew I had a gift that invoked certain emotions with people. I knew that my voice made them feel a certain way, and I could create a certain response with my voice. I knew that in my teens. For that, I went to the secular side. But after, you know, some time away from secular music, I came back to what I knew best and what I did best.
Okay. You're listening to What Matters Most to You. I'm your host, Vincent Edwards. My guest today is Chris Nella, and we're talking about his new CD, Never Let You Down. And with that being said, I'm going to ask my producer if he would play a little bit of that track, Never Let You Down, and then we'll have a little discussion. While he's queuing that up, what has been the biggest challenge for you today with regard to being a Christian artist?
Well, again, to go back to your earlier question, I want to be a soul. I want to be a Christian artist to the point where there's no wavering in my message. You know, for any music that I put out, for any results that I generate, I want them to all be God based. I want them to be centered around God. You know, because God is my everything. So, so basically, I really want to make sure that the music I'm putting out has Jesus at the center.
All right. So let us take a listen to a little bit of Never Let You Down. Still not queuing. Okay. What inspired this track, Never Let You Down?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. The discovery of Never Let You Down was written at a very, very, very dark time in my life, Brother Vincent. It was whenever we get the song queued up, I will tell you one of the lines that inspired the whole song. It just kind of ran from there. I know your life may look hopeless. And again, I said, you look hopeless because God will never leave you hopeless. You feel helpless, like there's no way that you can win. But all the while, you know, don't lose focus. You should know this. You know, he'll do it again. And from there, I just went on. And it was really, I was really kind of preaching to myself when I wrote the song, and I believe that it could be an inspiration to somebody else because the simple fact, like the song says, I felt and I knew in my heart God will never let me down, and I just wanted to inspire the world.
What is your favorite line from that track?
The very end, there's an ad lib, hold on, change is coming, and it's really... That's my favorite part of the whole song.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Change is coming. You talk about ministering through music, and the focus being on the gospel. Who is your target audience?
My music provides comfort for the conflicted soul. My target audience are those who have come to the edge of life and they don't have any answers. They feel as if, you know, nothing they're trying, or nothing that they've read is working. That's where I make my music with that in mind, for them to take a listen to, and hopefully be inspired through my music. That would be my ideal audience.
Your ideal audience. Okay. My producer says we're ready. Let's hear that track, Never Let You Down.
I know you're like me, look hopeless. You feel helpless, like there's no way that you can win. But all the while, don't lose focus. You should know that you'll do it again. Just think you know what's best for you.
So how do you classify this? I hear that R&B feel here. So are you doing all the? Are you playing all the instruments yourself?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you play keyboard?
Yes, sir.
I see on your website, and his website is thisisnella.com. Thisisnella.com. I see you with the guitar. So you play that as well. So which is your favorite instrument?
My guitar, because you can get a lot more intimate, and you can just go on for hours, and it's just the touch and the feel of it. You know, I name my guitar Truth.
Truth. So, from the onset and with this new CD, what feedback have you received? And what I'm saying is, has anyone come to you and said, okay, this particular song has ministered to me?
Yes. Yes, it's. With it being Never Let You Down, one of the pastors at my church, there was his mother was gravely ill at one point. And again, just like you, we're all human. And he was just, you know, down in the dump, really, 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 really down in the dump. And we're friends. And he put on the song, and he literally called me and said, man, you just changed my whole outlook on everything. And, you know, that was one of the times where it really encouraged me to really put it out to the world. And I'm glad that I have a chance to share it with you, Brother Ben.
So is this what you do full-time, or do you have another job, or is this all that you do?
No, it's not full-time as of yet.
As of yet. So here's my question, and I often say this because I'll disclose, you know, I'm a minister, I'm a pastor, and I know today in the world of Christendom, it's popular to be a preacher or whatever because they look at it, the money that you could get, and a lot of people put a lot of emphasis on money, but I tell them that when you're doing true ministry, it's not about the intake, it's what you're giving. And where I'm going with this, because I often tell people a lot, if you took the money out of preaching, I wonder how many people would still be ministers. Where I'm going with this is, would you continue to make music and minister the gospel by way of your gifts that God has given you if you didn't make a dime?
Yes, sir. Without a doubt.
Why?
Because of, in my heart, and the things that has already transpired in my life through knowing Jesus, through my connection with all the teachings of the Bible, through changing my life, through making me a better man, through bringing me from a very, very, very dark point of depression and bring me to the point where people laughed and said that I couldn't do this or I couldn't go here, I couldn't have this. Through God now, I'm not taking any credit for that. Through God, everything that the naysayers said, everything that I didn't believe my own came true. And I need to get that word, that same evidence that I have out through my music. So to answer your question, if all of it was taken away, if I could do this for free, I would, on a street corner, anywhere, on top of a car, you know, with a hat in my guitar. As long as he's there with me, this word is going to get spread around.
The track Guilty, what inspired that?
That is my interpretation of how Jesus Christ felt during the betrayal and while on the cross. Because you have to remember, he was a man. He was a man. He was the Son of God coming down, made flesh. And he actually put on a thin jacket for us. He knew no sin, became, you know, rampant with sin for us. So that kind of is my interpretation of how he felt and the things that he was feeling during that time.
So he was guilty, but yet he was not the one who was doing all of those things. He took on our guilt for us.
That is correct.
And so you put together that song. The one called The Other Side. Yes, what is that all about?
That is during this time, you know, thinking of the love of the relationship or the time that we spent together here on this earth. It saddens me sometimes. However, I know that on the other side, we'll meet again. On the other side, we'll rejoice again. On the other side, you know, where there's no more crying, where there's laughter, there's joy forever. I'll see you on that other side.
Where do you see yourself, your music that God inspires you to do a year from now? Where would you desire to be?
I would desire to be on a worldwide platform. Again, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ through music, through touring, via some public entertainment, some public high schoolers. That's another thing. I want to bring up the youth of our generation because there are several things that I feel as if we need to go back to. We need to go back to the more traditional ways and the more traditional ways and thinking. I would really like to encourage our youth.
Give me an example of what you mean by that, getting back to the youth and encouraging them. Give me an example.
Well, the way I was brought up, Vincent, prayer. And my grandma always had a saying, prayer really changes things. You know, before I went to my mom, before I tried to struggle or scrape and worry about stuff, my grandma and my mom told me, get down on your knees and pray and believe that you receive those things, you know. We have morals, you know. There's no yes, ma'am. There's no ma'am. You know, there's just like they think that the end thing is to just be cool and just disrespectful, you know. And that's not everywhere, but there are centralized places where it's like that. And I would like to go to those, you know, underprivileged areas and encourage them that there's more for you, you know, because God's what you think. God loves you.
And so what I'm hearing there is you would go back and you would share your story, your testimony, and how God has moved in your life.
Yes, sir.
How do you think they would receive your music, the younger generation? And the reason I put that out there is I'm looking at what would be your approach because, you know, I look at it, some of these younger people have no clue who God is, what God is, or what it's all about. Now, they listen to music, but it's not gospel music. And so mm-hmm. what sets you a part, or what avenue of approach would you use to get there, to allow God to use your ministry by way of music to move them towards the gospel?
That's a magnificent question, sir. The point that I would like to bring up to them is that knowing God is relational on a family status. Say, for instance, you know, for your favorite aunt or your favorite cousin or even up to your father, God is just that. He's a daddy. He's personable. He's not, you know, even though we've seen him on the back of church fans and they made him real big and unapproachable. No, God is approachable. He's concerned about each and every one of our fears, every one of, you know, everything that we're scared about, everything that when we hurt, he feels that. He's not someone that's so far away that you can never reach out to him. You can just cry out to him, and he's there. Just like my son comes and runs up to me, and Daddy, I'm afraid. Daddy, I'm unsure about that. You know, the things that I do is just hold him and console him. That's the same thing God wants to do for us. He's there. He's a daddy, and he loves us unconditionally.
He loves us unconditionally. You're listening to What Matters Most to You. My guest is Chris Nella. You can find out more about him at This Is Nella. That's thisisnella.com, where he has information about him, his blog, his videos, his images, and his music. And with that being said, I'm going to ask my producer to cue up the song Guilty and let us hear a little bit of that.
Heavenly Father, why have you forsaken me? I came that you might be glorified.
Leading up into the season in which we're approaching, and that is Resurrection Sunday coming up. This Sunday is Palm Sunday. And so that whole concept of Jesus being guilty so that we could have a right to the tree of life. What would you say to that young, aspiring gospel recording artist right now, Nella?
I would tell them to stay strong. Stand firm and be unwavering, regardless of what trends are changing, regardless of what outside influences may try to come into your camp and change the sound or your general message. If you choose this life as a gospel singer, stand firm, stand upon the rock, and really deliver the good news of Jesus Christ. Stand firm.
In your midst of trials and when you feel all alone, the Word of God says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." But at the same time, that word helps you through tough situations and trials and tribulations. And I have several passages of scripture that I turn to and when times get hard. The one that comforts me the most is the 23rd Psalm, which everyone knows, but that really touches home with me. Where I'm going with this, now, what's your favorite scripture and why?
Romans 8:32. It says that God sent his very best. So when I ask for something, how can Jesus alone with God will grant that thing? And I just really paraphrase that, but it's Romans 8:32.
Mm-hmm. And so that's one that gives you the greatest strength and comfort.
Yes, sir.
What's your favorite track off of the CD?
Never Let You Down. Never Let You Down. Never Let You Down, because it's everything to me as a person, because there, you know, listen, it's been times in my life that I had to minister to myself. It's like David, you know, David encouraged himself in the Bible.
Yeah,
I had to put my own music on and encourage myself and think about what he's already brought me through and what he's bringing me to. And that song is everything to me.
Why should my listening audience go out today and purchase this CD amongst all other CDs that are out there that are available? Why should they purchase this one?
Well, that is a great question, and I will be honest. With everything you get from me, it's going to be life-soaked. And let me explain to you what I mean by that. It's not going to be an ideal. It's not going to be theology. It's going to be something that I endured. It's going to be something that I went through. It's going to be something that affected me at some point in my life. So these trials and tribulations that I endured, I try to make them a roadmap for others. So they can avoid the sand traps and the quicksand in life. So when you buy my music, that is what you get, a guaranteed heartfelt effort for you to be better and to know God with all his beauty.
Mm. What would you like to leave our listening audience with today, Chris?
First of all, I would be remiss if I did not shout out my team, 426media.com, and the great Benny Randall, the motivator. I would like to shoot them out. Thank you for all your love and support. I would just like to leave everyone with this simple thought. God loves you. God's love for you is an action word. He's loving on you. He's trying to think of ways to love you, even in your darkest times, even when you're furthest away from him. God is faithful to you anywhere, anytime. And God will never, I mean never, let you down.
You are so right about that. I love that. You keep saying he'll never let you down. Because of what people have to understand, that times may get hard, may experience trouble, but Jesus said, I will never leave you, nor forsake you. As Nella says it, he will never let you down. Listening audience, please go to thisisnella.com. thisisnella.com and find out more about my great guest today. Chris, it was truly a pleasure having you here on What Matters Most to You.
The pleasure was all mine, sir.
And I look forward to hearing more about you, hearing more of your music, and hearing that God is truly using you to make a difference in this world and in the lives of people. You have a great weekend. And a blessed rest of your day. And once again, thank you for being a guest on What Matters Most to You.
Thank you, sir.
You've been listening to What Matters Most to You. I'm your host, the one and only Vincent T. Edwards. Please check us out on the internet at mattersmosttoyou.com. That's mattersmost, the number two, the letter U.com. Like always, in all that you do, be magnificent. Until next time, be good, be blessed, but most of all, be a blessing to someone.